Yes, I accept that this breaks a manifesto commitment, which is not something I do lightly, but a global pandemic was in no one's manifesto, Mr. Speaker. And I think the people of this country understand that in their bones, and they can see the enormous steps this government and the Treasury have taken. And after all the extraordinary actions that have been taken to protect lives and livelihoods over the last 18 months, this is the right, the reasonable, and the fair approach.